We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Lions president, Rod Wood, spoke at the owners' meetings as well and talked about a few things that is somewhat interesting, including they will have throwback helmets that they'll wear with their Silver Rush jerseys basically this season, right?
Yeah.
Other stuff he talked about, the team has made positive progress mending the relationship with Calvin Johnson. That'd be pretty cool if they ever got that back together. They still don't know whether the Lions will be playing Kansas City in Arrowhead or in Germany. They will be conducting joint practices with the New York Giants before the first preseason game. So we assume they're going to be playing the Giants the first preseason game. We don't know if it's going to be here or in New York, New Jersey.
Correct.
Specific. But the bigger story might be, out of what he said yesterday, was they're actually looking about possibly leaving Allen Park. Now, what I think they want to do is somehow, I don't know if they can do it, if there's enough ground there to make it more fan-friendly for training camp where you can get, you know, 10 to 15,000 people in there to watch training camp.
Well, I think that's why they move. I want to move. I don't know that it's possible because it's not just the real estate in regards to can we fit this number of people here? Where are they going to park?
Yeah.
All of those things play a part of it. And so if it's not there in Allen Park, where do they land?
Well, what they want to do is keep training camp wherever their facility is.
Right. So they don't want to go to Way. They don't want to go up to Saginaw Valley like they used to do. They don't want to do those. That's a thing of the past for most NFL teams now.
Yeah. Should it be? I mean, the Chiefs. They win Super Bowls. They
but I don't know if that has much to do with it. I enjoyed going away.
Yeah, I think
to training camp.
I think it's
as a player.
Look, the players. I mean, you've probably done both. I mean, the ones in Allen Park, you're staying at the hotel. Okay, so you have probably much more comfortable rooms as opposed to dorms that you know aren't as good.
Well, yeah. So I've done it before. When we mentioned this yesterday, we were talking about the Washington Redskins football team Commanders and Frostburg, Maryland. Like there's different benefits of going away. You know, you get away, you don't have as many distractions. For us in coming out of DC, going to Frostburg, Maryland, it was completely different climate.
Right.
We were up in the mountains. It was nice and cool. So you didn't have to worry as much about the heat. Yes, it was dorm rooms, but I was coming out of college, so I didn't care. And then we went back to D.C., and we stayed in some nice hotel rooms, but it was hot as hell. And then we went back up to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which was kind of the worst of both. It was a great city.
Dickinson College, right?
Yeah. And there was a dairy, an ice cream shop, right at the edge of the practice field, which that was awesome. But it was hot, plus you were staying in college dorms. So it's best, I think, in today's day and age for the fan experience if you have a facility that you're going to practice all season long, you're going to have training camp there, you're going to do everything that you could possibly do at your training facility because you have all of the amenities, not just where the players are staying and housed, but the dining room, the weight room, the indoor practice facility, if it's a weather issue. All of those things are taken care of if you're at home.
So where would be 248-539-9797 if they did leave Allen Park and built a facility with a place that had ample room for a training camp
yeah.
that was fan friendly. Where could it be?
I'm not a real estate guy, so I don't know where the plot of land is, where and how much you would need. But if once the 275, 696, 96 as you go west, like once that is all done, I think a perfect spot would be somewhere in that Novi area mm-hmm. where it's easy to get in and out because of the highways that'll be, you know, rebuilt by the time that this would be constructed, or down the 275 corridor because you're close to the airport
right,
as well.
That's important in a weird way, even for bringing free agents in. You know, you're bringing free agents in,
but you're traveling. Like one of the things that I liked about the setup in D.C. is you landed at Dulles Airport and you were literally a 5-minute bus ride from Redskin Park.
Right.
And then, you know, home games, it took me longer to get home from home games than it did most away games because of the Beltway.
Believe me, I get that. You're right. I don't know the real estate where there's a
plot of land big enough. Yeah.
The state fairgrounds, has that been spoken for?
I think that's Amazon took that over.
Yeah, okay.
They built a facility down there, Old Softball City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they don't move too far away if they do.
No.
I like the fact, I feel like this is a pretty centralized location when push comes to shove. Maybe slightly south where they're at right now of central, but I do think airport proximity, mm-hmm. proximity to Ford Field, that it's a nice middle ground, you know?
I don't think proximity to Ford Field means anything, though.
No, I don't
because
think
because they don't go
this,
from there to the games.
No. They're going to stay downtown,
right?
And go from there over to the stadium for eight or nine times mm-hmm. during the regular season. So I don't necessarily know that proximity to downtown really matters, but it is highways. If we're talking about fans getting there, getting in and out during the month of August. And here's the other thing, too. I don't know if you've ever had this opportunity to go to the Star in Dallas, where it's the Jerry Jones.
I've seen videos and things.
It's unbelievable. And they have, you know, right now in Allen Park, they do have a field where they practice inside. But if there's weather
right.
in during training camp, they go inside and the fans are just, you know.
See you later.
Out of luck.
Yes,
yeah. And
exactly.
So if they were able to create a situation where they had, and they could host – you know, high school games there mm-hmm. In the fall. It could be used multi-purpose sort of deal, an area where they did have an indoor facility that fans could still watch during training camp.
I wonder if there's, I mean, like I said, real estate people would know this better than I would. Like malls that have, you know, gone out of business where there's just so much land, like what's it, Summit Place out in Waterford out there. I don't even know if they've ever...
The last time I was by there, there wasn't much going on.
Right, that's what I mean. So you
is that enough land though? Even
I don't know. For
outdoor practice fields because you're going to need more than just one.
Right,
parking.
Well,
and you can do parking structures.
Correct, but if you have a mall that's not in use anymore, they usually have big parking lots. Obviously,
right.
So, yeah, I like the fact that they have. Their facility at Allen Park, selfishly, it's easy for us to a certain extent.
Sure.
Training camp, I always enjoyed going to Sag Nasty, you know, even though it was like an hour and a half drive. I think it's always good for the players to get away, too, personally. But
yeah, I don't know. I think that's a thing of the past, and I'm okay with it going. It doesn't need to come back.
248-539-9797. We asked for some real estate. We got a lot of responses for Rod Wood said yesterday that they're looking to figure out what to do with Allen Park, where they love it there, but they think it's kind of been antiquated. They want to make it more fan friendly, where you get more people in for training camp.
Well, and they also want to upgrade it for the franchise itself,
right,
for the players.
That's what I say. It's being antiquated. It's antiquated a little bit because it was state of the art when it was built. All right, my buddy Darren. Darren of Sarah Whalen Chevrolet texted me. He said, build where the palace was. All the cars that were there are gone now. I don't know if there's the hill, there's all that area. You are close to, for charters, for Oakland Airport, or, you know.
Yeah, but you're a long way from Metro.
Yes, I know. So here's some ticket text. Half the city of Detroit is vacant land. I'm sure they can find something in Detroit. Could they do Wayne State? No.
No.
There's not enough land down there.
No.
This is all downriver has. Can't take it from us. I wouldn't go that far yeah. as that's all downriver has. They could move downriver to the Monroe area. Tons of land down there along 75 between Monroe and South Rockwood. I'm sure there is tons of land. You want to keep going further south is the question. Site of the old Kmart headquarters in Troy, across the street from Somerset, is 75 is 5 minutes away. Is there enough land?
I don't know if there's enough land there.
The Novi area is perfect. Pre-pandemic, there was supposed to be a huge Kalahari-style water park built on a large area of land. It never facilitated, but wherever that land was would be perfect. I have no idea.
Yeah, that was kind of my first initial reaction, too.
Mm-hmm. Huron Township would be perfect. Next to the airport, plenty of land to 75 access to 94 access. That would be the spot.
Right down the street.
Yeah, you could live there.
I'll tell you what, a lot of Romulus just south of the airport, southwest.
Yeah.
Amazons. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. The construction there. I do wonder, on the north of the airport there in Romulus, right?
Right off of, like, E-Course?
Yeah. Kind of like the Wayne Road area. There seems to be quite a bit of land.
Selfridge Air Force Base. It was supposedly will be shut down soon. Okay. Buy some parking lots from Illich. Yeah, downtown. Guys, Lions should move to the state fairgrounds. Do it. That was my suggestion. I don't know what's going to be there. The buildings behind Lions headquarters are all owned by Ford and are empty. Plus, building across the street is empty. Ford has plenty of empty parking. They might supply a shuttle. That's from Jeff. All this land in Detroit, but John is talking about moving all the way to Novi. Shake my head every time. The same thing. Let's get away from Detroit and award those miles away from the city. We're just looking for suggestions.
Yeah.
Give me an area in Detroit. I mean, somebody said, yes, there's obviously a lot of vacant land. That would be fine. Wherever they think they can do it that's best for the fans and for them is where it'll be. The Lions should check out the Legacy Center in Brighton for training camp.
They're looking for a place not just for training camp.
Right.
They're looking for a place to call their home.
Correct.
Well, you could use the X lane on both 23 and 96.
Brad in Clarkston, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, yeah, I grew up in Birmingham, and I remember riding my bike to go see the Lions train at Cranbrook.
Yeah.
And obviously that's too small, antiquated. By the way, I just drove by Summit Mall, and they are constructing a building there, so that's already got some use going. But I got a question. How long is the preseason? A month?
No, but
this seems like an incredible expenditure for what? What are they going to do, sell tickets and raise money for practices?
No, well, I don't think they're going to sell tickets.
They want their facility better. They want better fields. That's what they're going for. And I don't think this is something that I assume, you're going to get in trouble, but that they're paying for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a taxpayer-funded facility.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you look at all the new stadiums since Ford Field, and this has been kind of the Lions' way with Allen Park and Ford Field now for 20 years.
Yeah.
And Ford Field's not outdated by any means.
No, Ford Field's great.
This was something that was done. The NFL's changed tremendously. Its popularity's huge. They want to have like 10,000 plus fans.
Right.
Not have it limited.
Correct. Despite what the coaches want, some coaches around this league. Drew in Waterford, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard a few comments coming in about the water park that was proposed. So I work for the city of Wixom, and that 70-acre parcel is still available. And, I believe it's for sale. So if Rod Wood and the gang are looking for somewhere to go, I think we could make that happen.
All right, well,
get the
woodman on the phone, and then get something done, Drew.
Absolutely, we'd love to see that over here in Wixom. So it'd be a great fit, right down the street from the Suburban Showplace too. So thanks, and thanks for having me.
All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening.
So now we're making Let's Make a Deal on
on the main deal.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.